Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to The Wrong Cat Died, the podcast breakdown of the Catstastrophe. I'm your host, Mike Abrams. And today, we're going to cover the Kleptocats, Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer. Cue the intro music.
There's a cat over here. There's a cat over there. And the wrong one died. And the wrong one died.
Welcome to The Wrong Cat Died, the podcast breakdown of the Catstastrophe. Today we're going to talk about Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer, or as their family would call them, those horrible cats. Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer is way too fun to say, so I am not nicknaming these two for this episode. Before I get into telling you about the personalities of Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer, let's take a quick moment to recognize this entire section of the show. This song and dance is the most underrated scene of the entire musical. Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer have one of the catchiest songs, an extremely intricate duet dance number. At one point, these two cats do a double cartwheel. I don't even know really how to describe it, but they keep doing cartwheels back and forth across the stage. It's really cool to watch in person, and I'm sure so many brothers and sisters got hurt trying to do this by themselves. The actors playing these two cats have to be two of the best dancers in this entire show, and they're extremely talented to be able to deliver this type of choreography while singing their song. Plus, if you listen to this song, it will be stuck in your head for days. And that's why I wanted to make sure we covered Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer with an episode together. So what do we know about Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer as cats? Well, they're not really the best people. I call them the Kleptocats because they steal everything from everyone. They steal winter vests, they steal pearls, they steal dinner, and everything else from their family. And yes, they're stealing from their own friends and family. And they do this all with a sly grin on their face. What's weird is that the other cats still seem to really like them and accept that they're mischievous and petty thieves, and they just kind of get over it and still really enjoy their company. They really don't have a major role in the show besides this one song and dance. In some of the productions, you see Rumpelteazer swooning over Rum Tug Tugger. I'm pretty sure she's probably one of those cats that get one of those patented tug crotch thrusts right to the face. But overall, these two just sing and dance together and do their thing. All in, Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer are just the two Kleptocats. They're doing what they shouldn't be doing, roam around in places where they shouldn't be roaming, getting into mischief and creating a hassle for everyone else. But they crush their song and dance. One quick side note before we move on. In the original Broadway production in the UK, Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer only appeared as what was called trash puppets, which was essentially a puppet song sang by Mr. Mistopheles to entertain Buster Jones. I don't know why they decided that this would be a good idea, since the dance number is probably one of the best parts of this entire show, and it's completely obsolete if you do it with puppets. It didn't take long for Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer to become full-time cats in the actual production, which is good because their scene really steals the show.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Crazy.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So how does Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer's song differ from the poem? It doesn't. And since Andrew Lloyd Webber is unwilling to put in the effort into his writing, I decided to do some writing of my own. I drafted up some lyrics for Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer and all of the crazy things they could have stolen. And since no one wants to hear me sing, I decided to bring a special friend to help. As you know, The Wrong Cat Died is part of the Broadway Podcast Network. Today, I have recruited fellow Broadway Podcast Network host Josh Lehman to help me out. You may recognize Josh's beautiful voice from his work on Broadway in Hair, Into the Woods, Groundhog's Day, and most recently, The Prom. Josh is also the host to an amazing podcast called Josh Swallows Broadway. If you aren't listening to Josh's podcast, you should immediately after listening to this episode. You can find Josh Swallows Broadway on BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com. Without further ado, I present Josh Lehman singing an original Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer, lyrics written by Mike Abrams.
Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer are stealing shit from near and far. They started in Italy in mini Cupas, driving around to steal a good bar. After the gold, they became oceans too. They ditched the other nine and stole from the Bellagio without a clue. From Vegas, they joined Dinero to pull off a heist in L.A. They brought in the heat and didn't let Pacino get in the way. But last but not least, they headed to Washington, D.C. to rage, meow, 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 and steal the Declaration of Independence with Nicolas Cage. Nicolas who? Nicolas Cage! And at the end of all of the stealing, the two of these cats cannot lie when they know deep down in their heart that Grisabella was the wrong cat to die.
And scene. Let's dig into some real and fictional characters for Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer. First up is the one I know absolutely nothing about, but the internet was all over it. Jesse and James from Team Rocket on Pokemon. I guess there are some incredible and uncanny parallels between these two, but I wouldn't know. The last time I played Pokemon, it was on a Game Boy in 1998. And I loved it, but I don't know who Jesse or James was. Up next, what about a few of the famous robbery duos? Here are my favorites. Harley Quinn and the Joker, Bonnie and Clyde, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I don't really know a ton about all these besides probably Harley Quinn and the Joker, but I really just want to see any of these duos do that double cartwheel across the stage. I want to flip the script here a little bit. Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer, in a bizarre world, they're a little bit like Bert and Ernie. Bert and Ernie are everything wholesome and amazing. They wouldn't steal anything from anyone, do any wrong, or harm a fly. But they're also an underrated duo, and I feel a little bit like that with Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer. Last but not least, they definitely are the Weasley twins from Harry Potter. We haven't heard the rumors yet, but it's rumored that Jenny is actually their mother. I compared Jenny to Molly Weasley, so it's only natural that we give a nod to Fred and George as Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer. The Weasley twins are always up to mischief and pulling pranks on everyone. Plus, and I'll give a spoiler, which is really unnecessary because if you haven't finished reading Harry Potter at this point, then you really need to get on it. But one of those twins dies, which means that this is exactly the point I'm trying to make, which is that Mungo Jerry or Rumpelteazer should have died as well. Welcome to the internet rumor mill. Even though we have double the characters, we have half the rumors. Let's start with the obvious question that I could not find an answer to. We're all wondering, what is the relationship between Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer? Are they twins? I can't find anything about it. My guess is twins. The rumor mill says that it's either twins, brother and sister, or potential lovers. And the fact that all three of these are listed at the same time is extremely concerning to me on so many levels. All right, astrology, they're Virgo. I don't know anything about it. Something about a Mercury moon. That's kind of just the quick thing I saw. If you're into cat astrology though, and you're a cat astrology expert and you want to come and break these down with me, I'm open to a bonus episode. Please reach out. And last but not least, let's look at the relationships. There are a lot of rumored mates for each one of these kittens. The consensus mom is that it's Jenny and dad is McCavity. But there's a little bit of an undefined backstory with McCavity, and it's something about him hiring Mungo Jerry to be a secret agent. There's very, very little documentation on this, so I'm going to make it up. Here's my guess. McCavity really wants to be the cat who dies, and he knows that he has to wow old Deuteronomy. So he hires the cat burglar Mungo Jerry to steal as much information as he can about OD, his voting process, what makes him tick, etc., 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 everything he can learn. What's weird about this is if you really think about it and break it down, Mungo Jerry is really stealing information to help his dad die. And that in itself is just a little bit weird, but it's also kind of fitting because this musical is incredibly dark. And that's all the rumors I got for today. Pretty light. Favorite YouTube comments. Let's dig into Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer's comments. Here are my favorite. Josie Kyle. I guess you could say they're cat burglars. Get it? From Cats OMG. Am I the only one who thinks Mungo Jerry is hot? And then Jason Melton responded to that. No, fam, you're not. From Lucy, did anyone else nearly kill their sibling attempting to do the double cartwheel when they were younger? And last but not least, Garbage Goddess. Everyone else, I love Hamilton, me, and the family will say it's those horrible cats. So why do Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer deserve to die over Grizabella? Well, to start, they quietly steal the show, pun intended. Their dance is easily the most elaborate, so the actors that take on this role have to be highly talented. It's an incredibly, incredibly fun part of this entire process, and it's really one of the most memorable scenes of this entire show, and that is why they deserve to die. Quick counter, as amazing as Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer are, they're also kind of terrible people and terrible cats. They're robbing from their friends and family, which is really messed up. Plus, I don't know the rules of the Cats universe, and I've tried to make some up, but can we really have two cats die? Is that allowed? Two over one? I'm not sure how they're handling this. So how do I rate Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer? On a scale of 1 to 9 cat lives, I give Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer a solid middle 4.5 cats. They are sneaky fun and right in the middle of the show. They deserve to be rated right in the middle of this podcast as well, since we've also hit the middle point of my show. Thanks for listening to episode 5 about Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer on The Wrong Cat Died, the podcast breakdown of the Catastrophe. To follow along, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Wrong Cat Died, or check out our website, TheWrongCatDied.com.
Grizabella was the wrong cat to die. Aye, aye. Don't ask me why, don't ask me why. Okay, ask me why. I will tell you that Grizabella might be smelly and old. Her look like mold. But I'm a thief. I can't get out. I can't get out of the thieving life. I was born in a box on a Bronx storefront. Just born in a box, left there like a starving fox. Oh no, so I had to steal just to have a meal. I had to steal, oh you know it's real. No education for me, so now I'm a sinning kitty. So put me to sleep and let me have a new life. Yeah, put me to sleep, that's right. Don't let me go down from a knife. I'm a thieving, thieving little bastard of a kitten. So put me to sleep and watch me die.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.